Through the past couple of months on the WBGO Journal, we've been asking local universities and colleges about their plans for the fall semester. WBGO News intern Tyra Brooks recently spoke with Monmouth University President Patrick Leahy. Leahy recently celebrated his first anniversary as president of Monmouth, a year to remember.
Well, you know, I served as a university president 7 years at a university in Pennsylvania before coming here to New Jersey. But just completing my first year at this institution, nobody anticipated the year that we would have with, in particular, the public health crisis that we've been facing. I always joke that of all the things they asked me in the interview process, Tyra, they did not ask me how I would manage the university through a public health crisis. And so this has been a very, very interesting year. We've had to navigate this without a playbook. And I always say when there's no playbook, you simply fall back on your values as a person and as an institution, as an educator, and try to make the best decisions with the students in mind. And that's what we've tried to do through this last year.
Definitely an interesting year.
Yeah, for sure.
Monmouth University is only an hour away from New York. So how quickly did the university have to transition to online classes back in March?
Quickly. We had, I guess it was the second week or so of March. I don't remember the exact date, but it was about 3 days before our already scheduled spring break when we knew that the virus had come to Monmouth County. We had a couple individuals on campus who had fallen ill, although they turns out later they did not test positively for the virus. But because of the anxiety, we went ahead and canceled classes for the few days leading into the spring break, which was already established, so that we could send students home if they so chose. And then we, at that point, following spring break, decided that we needed to go to remote instruction for the remainder of the year. So we were pretty early adopters of the remote instruction once we knew that we had little choice but to go to that.
Will there be residence life or housing available for students?
Yes. In fact, all of our plans that we have at Monmouth for the fall are predicated on guidance that we've received from the state of New Jersey, that we are at liberty to bring students back to campus. They can live with us. They'll eat with us, of course. They can take some of their coursework in person or in a hybrid fashion, the remainder of which they would take online. And so they've allowed that as long as we're not at full capacity, and we won't be anywhere near our full capacity. We'll probably be at about 50% or 60% of our on-campus residential capacity. So yes, we plan to have students living with us starting in a couple weeks. Campus athletes, we decided 2 or 3 weeks ago now, Tyra, that all of our fall athletics, they would not compete against other colleges and universities, that we would not host intercollegiate competition. It still allows our student athletes who want to be back on campus to come onto campus and to live with us and to continue their training and development as athletes, but they will not be competing this fall. The hope is that the teams that typically compete in the fall would be at liberty to compete in the springtime. That's a hope at this point, not a specific plan to move from the fall to the spring.
So can you take us through the steps a student would have to take if they're experiencing some COVID symptoms while living on campus?
Sure. We will aggressively identify on campus symptoms of the virus, and any indication at all of a symptom, we will ask that student in particular, or faculty and staff, but that student go to our health services area, at which point they will be checked out by one of our nurses or nurse practitioners, and they will be given a test at that time. And if it proves to be a positive test, then we will ask that student to either go home if they live within 100 miles of the campus, or stay with us in special quarantine housing for the next 2 weeks.
And for the overall health of the campus, what are some things that you guys are implementing to keep you guys safe?
All kind of enhanced cleaning protocols throughout the whole campus. We have plexiglass going up at numerous places around campus, either where teaching happens or where other kind of service to students happens. We have a policy in place that masks are required at all times, of course, inside any of the buildings. Outside as well, where social distancing is possible, we are going to take this very seriously on campus.
So students are given the choice to take online or potentially in-person classes. How was that decision made?
To the extent that we can accommodate it, we're giving them that choice. We want to be as open as possible and as flexible as possible to meet the preference of individual students. So we're offering this fall a mix of programming. Much of it's going to be online, much of it's going to be hybrid, some of it's going to be in person in the more traditional way in person. So with that mix, Tyra, we're able to go to individual students, ask them what they would be most comfortable doing this fall, and then try to build an academic schedule that accommodates that.
What will the university do to engage, you know, the incoming freshmen who may be feeling kind of lost entering college virtually?
Yeah, we want to make sure we pay particular attention to them because they're making a significant transition as it is in their lives. And as we all know, many of them had the last semester of their senior year in high school disrupted. So we're going to pay particular attention to them. Some of the orientation that we would typically do in person, we will be doing virtually. So we'll continue to try to engage them even in advance of their arrival on campus. We're going to do what we always do and then some to try to make sure that first-year students this fall are getting properly introduced to the Monmouth experience.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I wish you the best for the upcoming semester.
Thank you again, Tyra, for your interest in Monmouth University. I really appreciate it.
Monmouth University President Patrick Leahy speaking with WBGO News intern Tyra Brooks.